Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
We are live, Mr. Gracie Show 74.
What up? Hey.
We 74. Got 74, dude. We're getting up there.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. It was 74 or 73.
Well, let's reverse that to 47. Yeah.
I think it's 73 or 74. I think it's 73.
Well, we'll reverse it to 47. That's the current president. 47.
That's right. Good old President Trump.
Isn't it fun to watch the left freak out on the same old shit all the time? Like the tariffs now, they're like losing their fucking mind. This is going to destroy our economy. All the prices of everything's going to go up. No, Trump's playing 4D chess and you fucking freak out and do the same thing every fucking time. And then he gets what he wants from these countries. They all fold like fucking cheap suits.
Right.
Boom. Just like that. And it's fucking hilarious to watch them do the same thing over and over again.
Well, the funny thing,
uninformed, and they live on propaganda. It's just fucking funny.
And what I thought was funny, and then China goes in and says they're going to put on tariffs for stuff coming in their country, and they were talking about like oil and energy resources and stuff like that. I'm like, that's what your people need. The tariffs right. we're putting on are for like goods that we technically don't need. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
like,
yeah, tariff your oil coming in China. You import basically 100% of your oil. Okay.
Yeah, let me pull up this article real quick, just so you could see what I'm talking about here. Share.
And Troy Grimer just said, how quick did Mexico and Canada change their tunes? They have all changed their tunes. Panama, Mexico, Canada, Colombia. Now he's going after South Africa. You know what's going on down there? We had a couple guys on talking about that shit.
Well, here, let's talk about that first, then I'll go back to this screen afterwards.
Oh, sorry.
No, all good. What's going on over there?
Well, South Africa, the white farmers are being kicked off their land and they're being murdered too, and it's being given to the black, you know, the black people. So
and that they don't know how to farm the land.
They don't know how to farm the land, but one, it's a complete, you know, it's crazy fucking human rights violations. And so Trump is like, well, you're not getting any more aid unless you fucking rectify the situation. So I saw this guy, a South African guy, talking about it, and he said that the president had a call with President Trump, president of South Africa. And he left that call like visibly shaken, like, oh, fuck.
He means business.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's Trump's whole fucking deal worldwide. Like,
right.
He ain't fucking around. Like, do you understand what's happened in the last 2 weeks? It's fucking insane. More shit's happened in the last 2 weeks than happened in the last fucking 12 years of the Democrats. It's
for sure. Insane.
And it's just going to keep getting better and better. He's moving at warp speed. Elon Musk is kicking ass, and of course they're all freaking out about this, and oh my God, he doesn't have the authority, blah, blah, blah. He has the authority. Trump gave him the authority, and he's simply pointing out everything that, you know, he's finding all the crazy shit that we're spending all of our tax money on, and he's pointing it out. He's not physically shutting down U.S. aid, for instance, or, you know, doing things on his own. He has to get approval from Trump, and Trump then does it, right? He got access to the Treasury bill paying system, right?
Right.
Treasury has not denied a payment to anything for 22 years. 22 years. Anything that's going to Treasury, hey, I want to fund this. I need this money. Go ahead. Yep, you got it. Boom, boom, boom. No, I mean, not one fucking payment's been denied for 22 fucking years. It's insanity. And the guy that was head of that payment system, he fucking resigned immediately as soon as they started looking at it. That's a little weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and what were they trying to say? Like, now that he's in charge of it, he's going to stop payment on checks coming in through, like, for Social Security and stuff like that? It seems like they were
kind of putting lies. Well, he cut off all federal funding for 90 days, But that's what the left then freaked out about. Oh, he's cutting off EBT. He's cutting off, you know, SNAP. He's cutting off all these fucking social programs. He's not cutting off any social programs. He's not cutting off Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, any of those federal programs that go to individuals. That's not what's cut off. But of course, the left, when they're a propaganda machine, that's all they fucking talk about. He cut off all federal funding to then look at what is going where, what money's being spent on, and what the fuck, you know, we're spending our tax dollars on. Just getting a grip on where the money's going, okay? And USAID, USAID, that's one of the most corrupt fucking organizations you can ever fucking think of. They have a $27 billion budget, annual budget. They sent money, millions of dollars through EcoHealth to fucking Wuhan to fund the COVID virus. Okay, so we paid for our COVID virus to come here.
Yep.
We paid for it. We paid for it.
And have we not been saying that forever and then now?
Yeah, it's just great to fucking see it, you know, again, conspiracy theory, blah, 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 blah. Here it is. The proof's in the pudding, as always. It's just crazy to watch, and I'm loving it. I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg with Doge. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
Some of the shit we're spending money on. I mean, that USAID was spending $1.5 million for DEI training in Serbia. What?
Yeah, what?
$77,000 for a trans play in fucking Romania. What?
The problem
Why
is
are we when, paying for that?
The problem is with that DEI hire, when it's diversion, you know, whatever it stands for, it sounds like it's like trying to include everybody and everybody on the same footing, but it's not. It's trying to put people in place that aren't qualified just because of,
it's
you
the
know,
reverse of meritocracy.
Yeah.
And it basically excludes white people. That's what it does.
And we all know, like, if in all reality, they're saying that Chinese are the smartest people around here. So if they're going to go based off of just what people can do in America, all the Chinese will be getting the jobs and the white people won't. So yeah, we should be up in arms about it too, but it is what it is. It goes to the best people. That's what you hire for.
Exactly. It's just fucking insane that people are against this. It just drives me insane. That's because Trump's doing it. They're against it. They're against, I mean, everything. It's just wild to fucking watch, man. They're so fucking deluded.
Yeah. Well, and because it's like explained one way and then it's explained another way, it's like you don't get the right story from both sides. It's like you get one version of it from one side, one version from the other side. And it seems like the left is always trying to lie about what things, like, why would you try to say Elon Musk is stopping Social Security payments when he's not? Like, that's
because all they do. All they have is alarmism. That's all they fucking have. They got
right.
Sound the alarm. We're this is a defiance. We got to defy Trump. And the New York Times wrote a hit piece on Elon saying how bad he was. But in the body of the piece, like six or seven paragraphs down, the U.S. has basically spent $236 billion that, you know, shouldn't be spent. They basically admit that there's a big fucking problem, but they're going after the guy that's pointing out the problem. This is how they work. It's fucking nuts.
Hold on one second. Guess this contacted me.
The Grammys were a joke. Yeah, of course they were. I didn't even watch. I knew what they were going to be. Fucking DEI horse shit.
Who said that?
Troy Garman. Beyonce wins country record of the year. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. She didn't win anything at the CMT Awards, did she? No.
I didn't even catch the Grammys. I haven't watched the Grammys in forever, man.
Oh, me either. I haven't watched them for years and years and years, but you hear about it and it's just like best country record, Beyonce? Get the fuck out of here. It makes no sense. And but that's back to DEI. It's like, "Oh, look, a black woman won the best country record. Yay! We're great." No, it's all fucking set up bullshit.
Well, at least Kanye won't be pissed that Taylor Swift didn't win the Best Country Award. Remember when Taylor Swift won and Beyonce didn't? Kanye went up and like ruined her time.
I can't wait till the fucking Diddy list comes out and we see how shitty Jay-Z is, her fucking husband, all these people.
Dude, I just don't get that. Like, I just don't understand that type of evil in the world, man. Like, how do you have the world by the balls and you want to treat people like shit and all that jazz? It's like, I mean, how do you want to treat people like shit, period? But especially when you're in a position like you're in like that, where you could actually help people and, you know,
nah.
make people better.
No, they just want to subjugate people and fucking have power over them.
I guess it really comes down to that. There are bad people in the world. It's like you don't want to believe that, but it's there really are. You know,
bad people in the world. A lot of them are on Diddy's list and Epstein's list. So we're going to fucking see those.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be great. I'm going to be like, oh, there's your fucking leftist heroes that you all worship. And they're all shitty pedophiles. Great.
Do you think that we'll actually get the lists of this stuff? Like, do you think it'll actually come out finally?
So I just saw an interview with the lawyer who represents, I think, 213 victims of Diddy and various other people. And he said he's putting out the list for that whole deal.
Really? Right?
That's going to be a list of people that are being charged or sued for sexual assault of minors. Okay. That list coming out. Cash Patel gets into the FBI, which is looking pretty good. He might. The Epstein list is definitely coming out.
Wait, so quick question about the Diddy list then. So this is Diddy's lawyer saying that?
No, this is the lawyer who represents the victims.
Ah, so there are other people that have charges brought against them already that maybe we just don't know their names or stuff?
Charges and then personal lawsuits. Absolutely, yeah. We just don't know their names yet.
Wow. So I'm guessing
Jay-Z keeps floating to the top, doesn't he?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, how come we haven't heard any other names if there's other charges and stuff like that?
I don't think they've released them yet for strategic reasons, but I'm not sure what those are.
So maybe the charges aren't filed, but they're going out. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know how all that works.
That lawyer that represents those victims, he said he's definitely putting it out.
Well, thank God, man. I mean, it sucks that it takes this long for all that stuff to come out. Like, I know, I guess the one girl, Cassie, that Diddy was dating for a while, like, it took her a while to come out. Or who even knows? Like, maybe it doesn't take a while for them to come out. Maybe they are complaining to authorities that be, but it takes this long for action to come into play.
Well, I think a lot of it fell on deaf ears for a long time because Diddy basically had the New York police fucking under his spell, if you will.
Yeah.
These people are very powerful and they give favor and they pay people off and they do all these things to keep everything quiet. And it just, you know, just that the victims just have to keep, you know, they just have to keep chipping away and getting to the point where they have their day in court.
Did you see that video of Diddy in that hotel room? I believe going after Cassie, like he's in a bathrobe, like dragging.
Oh, yeah. In the hallway and shit by the elevator. Yeah.
Fuck, man? Like, yeah. And so that video was out years ago when it happened. Like, mm-hmm. Why wasn't he brought up on charges then? Like, that's a fucking clear evidence right there, like that you were a fucking piece of shit abuser.
Yeah.
Like, why wasn't any charges brought upon him then? Like, why is this?
Oh, I can just say one thing. He's a Democrat. So there you
well,
go.
Yeah, I'm saying why, but, you know, it's just I'm saying why, like in the why the fuck type of thing, mm-hmm. Not like, you know, real why.
I hear you. It's insane.
Let me pull up this article and see what we got going here. So, yeah, we were talking about the tariffs, and then it says China hits back as Trump's tariffs go into effect. So it's a longer article. Let me see if I could do the, where we do that. And you could see the screenshot?
Yeah.
Cool. Summary. Summarize and see what this bad boy says. So China announced a package of economic measures targeting the United States, including tariffs on U.S. and export controls on certain metals and technologies. These measures are in response to the Trump administration's imposition of 10% tariffs on Chinese imports, which took effect on February 4th. While the Chinese measures are calibrated to avoid significant economic damage, they signal a potential escalation of trade tensions between the two nations. Okay, so this is saying metals and technologies that mm-hmm. they're putting tariffs on. I heard something to do with oil and energy consumption to come into their country, but maybe not. And technology.
You know, the whole aim of Trump and the economic tariffs against China is stopping the flow of fentanyl into our country because they send all the precursor fucking chemicals to Mexico and sometimes Canada now to make the pills, and then they come into the country and kill hundreds of thousands of fucking citizens. Okay. I mean, is that acceptable to you fucking dumbasses? You fucking libtards? You're like, you're cool with the U.S. citizens dying, but you're not cool with these illegals that bring this shit into the country being deported. Nah. These protests happening in like LA and shit, this is fucking ridiculous. Thousands of people carrying around Mexican flags. If you want to be in America, why don't you carry around the American flag? We might have a little empathy for you.
Right.
But when you're carrying around the flag of the country that you don't want to go back to,
it makes no sense.
Why the fuck are you proud of it? Like, okay, if you're so proud of Mexico, which you're allowed to be, I'm happy for you. Go the fuck back there. But no, right. You want to sit here and suck off the teat of the United States, get all the free shit you can, send all the money you make back to Mexico. It's bullshit.
It is.
Get the fuck out.
It really is.
I'm sick of the bleeding heart bullshit. I don't fucking care anymore. Get out. If you're not going to fucking assimilate and you're not going to come here legally, get out. That's
right.
The other thing I hate about the left. They conflate legal and illegal immigration. It makes no sense. I saw some quote saying that, oh, well, he's married to an immigrant, meaning Trump's married to an immigrant. Why is he against immigrants? It's like, she's a legal immigrant.
Duh.
She's legal.
Right.
It's like logic and reason is gone.
Right. On that side. He's not against immigrants. He's against illegal immigrants.
Yeah, I don't know any conservative, any person that's against legal immigration. Nobody. Nobody is.
Well, that's their problem, Chad, is they get away with their word salad, whereas they toss in these things and, oh, yeah, he's against immigrants. It's like, no.
Of course.
It's all
parroted and puppeted by the MSM. So they were like, oh, look, whoa, he must be against immigrants. No, legal immigrants.
Right.
Illegal immigrants. Excuse me.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, hopefully, you know, we've said this before, too. Like, this country could be like America will be made great again and everybody could be doing well. But yeah, they'll still be finding ways to bitch about how it Trump.
Oh, my
it
God.
Wasn't. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the less big thing right now is like, you're going to get rid of all the illegals and who's going to pick your vegetables for $5 an hour? This is what they fucking say. You're like, do you not realize how fucking racist that is? It's just wild, man. They want to have cheap labor, basically almost slave labor.
Yeah.
And it's okay for them because, oh, your vegetables are cheap. Okay, well, let's make vegetables a little more expensive and pay fucking Americans to do it. Great.
Well, slave labor, like, were slaves, like, allowed to, like, kill themselves? Because in China, they got the nets on the building, so they can't even do that. Like, you know, like.
Right, exactly.
It's almost worse than slavery. It's like we're giving you a wage so you can't call it slavery, but it's not a livable one. It's not something you could like survive off of. You're right. Living in that factory. It's like, it's crazy, man. And it's like, how do you get past it besides bringing manufacturing and everything back to America and bringing, you know, workers and everything back here? And yeah.
Well, that's also what tariffs do too. They bring manufacturing back to America.
Right.
Companies like, oh, I'm not going to pay a 10% or 25% tariff. I'm just going to fucking open a factory here. Like he plays 4D chess, and the fucking left just does not seem to fucking understand it.
Right.
It's just wild.
So in that transition, as you're bringing, you know, manufacturing back, yes, goods might go up for a little bit and all that stuff, but it's for the betterment of the country and then the world because you have more workers to work. The salaries go up, the economy goes up, and then, you know, you could pay for, then the goods will go down because they're manufactured here. They don't have to be imported and tariffed and all that stuff. So
I just heard a story about Boston. Like, you know, Boston has this children's hospital. They're closing down because there's not enough money for it. Yet they're funneling hundreds of millions of dollars into the illegals.
Right.
America last. This is the whole fucking left. They're America last. They don't care. They want. This is why they're all freaking out about USAID. It's like that's all money that goes to foreign countries, and they're fucking losing their mind about it. But it's also money laundering. You know, they're all making money from it, including some Republicans.
Oh yeah. Right.
Absolutely.
So, and Chad, what were you saying earlier about that one Republican?
We were talking about term limits, and there's a Republican woman from Texas, congresswoman, I believe, who they couldn't find for 6 months. Like the Congress, no one in Congress could find her for 6 months. They're calling her staff, calling her office. No one's returning calls. It ends up she's in a home for. Alzheimer's. She's in an Alzheimer's fucking home.
Wow.
For 6 months. They couldn't find
her.
But she's allowed. I don't know if she's been if she's resigned or she's been kicked out of Congress, she should be. But I think she's still serving.
So
in a fucking Alzheimer's home. Okay.
If you're not, so was she going to, I guess she wasn't going to meetings or anything like that?
She wasn't voting, wasn't going to meetings. No one was responding for 6 months. They couldn't find her.
Well, at least she wasn't, voting. Like the one girl who was basically having her aide vote for her.
That was Dianne Feinstein from California, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, you know, another absurd thing. You said it numerous times, man, term limits.
Oh my God. You know,
and Jesus you could Christ. Set the term, you know, it could be 3 terms, 4 terms, something like that, but it cannot be a never ending, you know, sentence that you just stay in there till you're 99 and.
Yeah, probably term limits and age limit too. Maybe 80. I don't know. 75. I'm not sure, but.
Well, the reason why age limits, because some people at 80 could like cognitively function better. So it should be like maybe a cognitive function thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be 80 and still be, you know, jovial and have all your faculties and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, Mitch McConnell, who basically, like I said earlier, he does factory resets right in front of people. He just fucking freezes and he doesn't talk. He just stands there. And you're like, what the fuck is going on with this guy? And yet he is trying to thwart Trump's agenda to bring in these, you know, these his cabinet members. He says he's going to vote against Tulsi. He's going to vote against RFK. He's going to vote against fucking Cash Patel. I think he voted against Hegseth. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? Like, get the fuck out. Go retire, dude. We don't want you in Congress or fucking Senate anymore. You're done.
Right.
You're done. And you're literally freezing in front of people and like not saying anything for minutes, just standing there like, like you're done.
Right.
Get out.
And why is that? Why is nobody, why are we saying this, but nobody in that inner circle is saying that? Like, why is that okay to be up there and freezing and realizing like you're not there? Like there's something wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, where's his wife? Where's his people that care for him? Like his family, like they should be saying something.
Yeah.
I think they're all addicted to the power and the money, man.
It's got to be something force. Like that. And then, you know, maybe people are talking to him and he's like, no, I got this and blah, 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 blah. But well, at some point.
Yeah. I mean, it's his decision, unfortunately.
Well, that's what I was saying with the cognitive thing. Like maybe if there's a doctor, see, that's where it gets scary, dude. Because then, let's just say there's a cognitive test for this. What if the doctor's working on the left or the right? You know what I'm saying? Like it gets whirly, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, we've always said, like, you know, you can't trust the government. You can't trust the government. You kind of can't, you know? It's like we've been saying it.
In many ways, you cannot. And thank God the Doge is fucking finding all this fucking crazy spending that's going on.
Yeah, man.
And pointing it out and still less freaking out. It's like, oh, my God. I saw this dumbass kid the other day. He's like, an illegal immigrant, meaning Musk. Musk is not an illegal immigrant. Sorry. That's a whole nother conspiracy theory on the left that Musk is an illegal immigrant. It's fucking hilarious to watch these people. So funny.
I'm just in the middle of texting our guest. She's having a little issue. So that's why.
All good.
So she's having some issues coming on, but she should be here shortly. Cool. She's trying to figure out how to get into the stream. But yeah, man. But he's moving at speed that I've never seen before in office, which is cool.
I mean, what's happened in the last 2 weeks is fucking monumental. And I also see a bunch of people on the left trying to like say that conservatives are like we're angry and we're not happy with what he's doing. It's like no. Every one of us are like, yeah, this is exactly what we voted for. Everything that's happening is exactly what we voted for. Sorry. No one is pissed over here.
You're right. I'm going to have to resend her a link, I guess. Hold on 1 second here.
No problem.
Sorry, folks. That's the beauty of a live show.
It's live.
Bobby, while I'm doing this, why don't you come on and say hello to the audience?
How's everybody doing?
Bobby.
We got two people. How's everybody?
Good. They can't hear you or talk back. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just looking at the comments because I got the comments here.
So what did anybody comment? Say anything that we should know about?
I just say Joe Schuchto says, yo, what's up, Joe?
Michelle talked about how they shouldn't be getting $3,500 a month for illegals to get an apartment, free healthcare, free everything for illegals.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely right.
Yeah, and like I said, in Boston, they're shutting down a children's hospital because there's no money for it.
Michael Burns was saying Canada is only 0.2% of fentanyl coming into the United States, which is probably most likely right.
Who said that, Bobby?
Michael Burns.
So yeah. They know exactly to the 0.2% of what's coming in from Canada. Like, so if you know it to that percentage, then you know how it's coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's saying the fentanyl thing is a smokescreen for something else, which is probably true. I mean, Trump doesn't always tell you what he's fucking doing.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's really concerned about that. I mean, he's, you know, his
brother. There's illegals coming in. There's illegals coming in from Canada too, though. Absolutely.
Yeah. Lori said maybe Kanye was cloned or possessed. how demeaning he was with his to make his wife do that, get up naked in front of everybody. That was pretty crazy. Yeah,
so Canada's shady to the point where they got their border secure from anybody coming from America into Canada, but they'll just let shit come from Canada into America? Wow, bro. Mm-hmm. You thought our big neighbors up top were, you know, had our back and stuff like that, but that doesn't make sense.
Well, maybe if Pierre Poilievre gets in, it'll change up there. He's, you know, conservative.
Hopefully.
It needs a change. I mean, that country's going to shit fast.
Yeah. Dude,
the country that's really fucked up right now is England, man. UK is fucked. Mm-hmm. The UK is fucked. They literally, women that are getting raped by these Pakistani fucking rape gangs are getting put in jail because they're saying anti-Islamic shit on Facebook.
And you see,
they were raped by them, and they put them in jail.
You see some of the women there. Now they're just wearing complete covers all over their whole bodies. It's like they're bringing the whole Islamic law over there. It's crazy. Dude,
Europe is being invaded, and they're all allowing it because of racism. Great, Islamophobia, and it's like, why is it? I saw an interesting quote from some guy. He was saying, it was from Australia. And the interviewer asked this guy, I don't know, some random guy, just like, well, you know, why don't you want immigrants in Australia? He's like, cause we're Australian. I want to be Australian. What's wrong with being Australian? What do you think we should we be Indian or should we be Chinese? Like, why is it bad to be Australian? Why is it bad to be American? Why is it bad to be Canadian? Like, why are you letting all these people in? Why is it bad to be an Englishman? Like, why Aussies, are you letting all these people in?
Aussies are smart. They're no dummies. They the ones that I know, that I speak to, they're really smart people.
Yeah.
They know what's going on as far as what's going on with the government and the world. They know.
They got bamboozled in fucking COVID, though. God damn. Melbourne was ridiculous. The way they conducted that whole thing, you couldn't go out of your house for more than an hour a day, and you can only go, like, 50 meters or something away from your house. Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit would never fly here.
No, the people need to uprise for real. But you know what? With Trump in office, hopefully things will settle off, you know, see what happens. You know,
Kumbaya. We all need kumbaya and love. Like, we got to get back. Yeah. I mean, love is what we need. We need the good people to rise up and the bad people to fucking go away. And we need to start working harmoniously. Of course, it's got to be, you know, your surroundings first and stuff like that. But we have to worry about the world as well. Like, we have to America first, and then everything trickles down and makes it, you know, good that way.
I just all the MSN just needs to go the fuck away. Just we'd be a much better country without those fucking parroting fucking leftists up there talk. You know, spreading all the propaganda, all the bullshit that they do. It's fucking ridiculous.
100%. Feed it to us straight. Don't treat us like we're children. Let us know the real deal and let us make educated decisions. Don't sit here and bullshit
us. Tell
us
the news, not your fucking opinions.
Yes. Yeah. Let us make the opinions based on the news.
Yes. Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Mainstream media is terrible. It's terrible.
But now they're getting sued. They're getting their fucking ball suit off. Like, Trump won against ABC and Stephanopoulos. Now he's winning against was it CBS with 60 Minutes, where they altered Kamala's answers to the questions. They edited them.
Get the fuck out of here.
He sued them for like $400 million or something, and they're in settlement talks right now. But they have to release right now. One of the stipulations is they have to release the actual interview to the FCC, right? So the unedited interview from her, because they edited it to make her look like she was answering the questions properly, which she couldn't because she's a fucking idiot, whatever you want to call her. But so that was that's election interference.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
It is.
Plain and simple. The people that always fucking cry about election interference, they're minions, and they're all the people that are their parrots are doing it for them on 60 Minutes.
Yep.
Editing her responses so that she looks intelligent.
Well, that's why when Trump brings it up in the 2020 election about, you know, stealing the election interference, it's like they want to bring him up on charges for putting out false information and all this stuff. But meanwhile, they've been saying this for years. Hillary said it in 2016.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw something where Phoenix actually said that Trump did win the 2020 election. If you could look that up. I mean, I'll look it up later.
Phoenix, the city?
Yeah. Phoenix.
Yeah.
They were saying that he was the one that won the 2020 election. And it was yep. a bunch of collusion against him.
Mm-hmm. It sure was in Arizona and Georgia.
But, I'm going to try to find that article for later.
Please. It is wild times. But thank God he's in charge and not fucking Kamala. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be just, oh, my God. I'd be off the bridge.
What bridge there, Bobby?
Probably the Brooklyn.
Anywho, yep. let me bring up some of this jazz. RFK passes key HHS confirmation hurdle with Senate panel vote. That's what you were talking about earlier, right, John?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Cool. Let's bring that bad boy up while Bobby's finding that. See if we can get a little summary on here, too. So just so the audience knows, our guest is still having some issues.
And this, that sucks. This is what's crazy about anybody being against him, because they want to paint him as a conspiracy theorist and he's anti-vax and all this fucking bullshit. He wants to make your food better, and he wants to figure out why vaccines, you know, what's in vaccines, first of all, and they've never been tested properly. Okay. They're not tested, no matter what the fucking industry and the MSM tells you, they are not tested properly, especially in the doses and the mixtures that they're given, okay? It's they've never been tested. So you're just injecting this shit into your kids because your doctor tells you, who, by the way, is getting paid from pharmaceutical companies to inject your kids with all this shit. It's fucking insane. And, you know, we've gone from, in 20 years, we've gone from 1 in 10,000 kids with autism to 1 in 34. No one wants to figure out why. Nobody wants to fucking figure out why. You don't care because, oh, Trump. Fuck off, man. It's so stupid.
It's crazy. Let me just read the summary real quick. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a prominent anti-vaccine activist, has advanced to a Senate vote for the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services. His nomination, opposed by Democrats and public health experts, highlights concerns about his potential impact on vaccine confidence and public health policies. Despite concerns, Republicans argue Kennedy's reformist stance and independence from special interests make him a suitable candidate.
Yep, that's right. And it's funny, and even in this article, they say he's anti-vax. He's fucking said it multiple fucking times. In the hearings, I'm not anti-vax. I just want to figure out if they're safe and what's in them. Not anti-vax. But right there again in that article, anti-vax, prominent anti-vax. It's like, fuck off, man. God, it's so dumb.
It's amazing that they keep wanting to just put out that narrative. I guess it's like their only play, but it's
their own play. Yeah. They got to make them look crazy.
Yeah. But we've been onto it. We've been duped before. It's not going to happen again. We're going to give him at least 100 days to fucking do some stuff, you know, like what happened back in the day.
But everyone that's opposed to him, they're all scared because their big pharma funding might get cut off. That's what they're all scared of. That's what they're all scared of. No matter what comes out of their fucking mouth about this or that, they're all scared of their big pharma funding going away, period. The Democrats, especially the Democrats, there's some Republicans, but especially the Democrats are fucking fully in bed with big pharma. Believe it.
Oh, yeah.
And big food, for that matter. too. They're a strong lobby as well, because Big Food is putting all this bullshit in our food that doesn't need to be there. Literal chemicals and compounds that are illegal in every other goddamn country in the world is in our food. But hey, Trump's against it, so it must be bad. So we gotta have shitty food because Trump's against it. Here, people are goddamn.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get our guest on here. She's having issues for some reason.
Damn.
So, Bobby, if you want to keep talking to Chad while I'm doing this, just so the show is not coming to a lull.
Find an article, Bobby. I can't hear you. We know can't hear you.
I'm trying to find that article, but I can't. I saw it on like on one of these news stations, but I can't find it right now. I could bring up some cool stuff. So they found this Sombrero Galaxy. I was talking to Dolly Scale, I believe she was on the show.
Yeah, Dolly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She sent us. It's called the Sombrero Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then there's a galaxy shaped like a sombrero. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And the James Webb Telescope found it. Let me bring it up.
I think James Webb. I think James Webb. They've gotten probably clearer pictures of. We knew about Sombrero Galaxy before.
Yeah, look at this. Are you seeing this?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, there it is. There you go. Cool.
Yeah, look at that. That's crazy, huh?
That's amazing. When you start to think of the scale of the universe and the fucking galaxies, it's just, we're so goddamn small. It's ridiculous.
That's not the Saturn thing peeking outside the moon. Did you see that thing? And they said it was an optical illusion or something, Bobby?
Oh no, the rings, when they disappear, that will be an optical illusion. They're supposed to be appearing in 2025.
Yeah, the planets are all lined up right now, right in the sky.
Yeah, that's going to be the reason. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah, but space is wild, man. You start, just think of the scale. Like, what's the nearest star to us? It's 4.4 light years away, but that would we have no way to get there in anyone's lifetime. It seems 4.4 light years. Nah, it's not too far. It's fucking trillions of miles.
Yeah.
There's no way to get there.
No. Nothing travels anywhere near that speed.
So even if you were going to the speed of light, it'd take you 4 years to get there.
Four freaking years, man.
We'd have to figure out how to make some type of warp drive or some way to
bend time and space, yeah.
Wormholes. Create wormholes.
I mean, it's possible with the mathematics. They have mathematics to say that it is possible. It's just a matter of engineering a machine that would be able to do that. It would take
an energy source to power.
That's the problem, yeah. But they're saying that we could use sun sails, possibly a lot of different options for power.
Well, they have options to get close to the speed of light, but you can't go faster than the speed of light unless you have a wormhole.
Yeah.
Right. No. So they say. I don't know. I'm not a physicist. I have no idea. But I do like quantum entanglement. That shit's crazy.
Yeah. Have you? So you watched the three body problem. That talks about quantum entanglement and things like that.
Yeah.
That's a good show. That's really good.
Are they gonna make season two of that?
Yeah, they're doing it right now. I'm waiting for it to be released.
What did I just watch?
I'm watching Severance.
American Primeval. Do you watch that shit?
Oh, American Primeval? I haven't watched that.
It's good. It's really about this Mormon massacre that happened back in the 1800s sometime.
Oh.
And it's pretty wild. Really? Peter Berg was on Joe Rogan talking about it.
What's it on?
The director. Netflix.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'll check that out. But Severance is a good show on Apple TV. It's a really has a lot of truth drops to it.
Oh, nice.
It's a really deep show. Yeah.
I never signed up for Apple TV yet, so maybe someday.
Check it out. It's cool. Yeah. I recommend that to the audience too.
Definitely. Yeah, everyone liked Ted Lasso too. I never watched that.
Oh, with what's his name?
Yeah. What is his name?
Sudeik or something. He's got like a Jason
Sudeikis.
There we go. So I'm not sure what's going on with our guest. Hopefully she can get in. But anyway, it was Martha Burek. She has a book out. Hopefully she can get in. If not, we'll have to figure out another day to reschedule. But she's
reschedule.
She's got a cool story and all that jazz. She's an author.
Oh, well, what do you do?
What do you do? What do you do?
You know, Tom Piazza says, yo, yo. What's up, Tom?
Tommy. That's
drumming up conversation. Drumming up conversation. Just said, damn right he won Arizona in 2020.
That's right.
Actually good that he didn't get in 2020, because I don't think that he would be where he is as far as like this agenda going so fast if he got in 2020, because he'd still be surrounded by the same fucking deep state operatives, the same people trying to thwart him from the inside. Whereas the 4 years between his first term and second term, first of all, the U.S. public got to see how shitty fucking Biden is and the destruction that he did to our country, even though the left wants to fucking completely ignore it.
Well, Chad, then, I mean, did they really see it?
Well, no, they think he's a great president, which is just wild to me. It's like fucking wild.
Mm.
Because they thought the selected candidate, Kamala, was going to be the winner. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so he took those 4 years to like find the people that he wanted to be around him, trustworthy, that could carry out his agenda. So I think it worked out well.
It worked out how it was supposed to, apparently. Like this is, you know, it mm-hmm. sucked in the interim that we had to, everybody had to endure those 4 years, but it probably, like you said, worked out for the best, because now he actually has his full foot in the door. He knows the system inside and out. He knows who to trust, who not to trust. It's, the second go around is, you know, as you
got Elon involved. Elon bought Twitter in the meantime, and that whole era.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but I was going to make an observation. Like, so we didn't like Biden. He got in. We knew it was going to be horrible. We knew it was going to be bad. Did you see any videos of people freaking the fuck out on social media? Ah, screaming and shit. No, you didn't see any of that from this side, because we're not fucking insane. There's a lot of literally insane people on the left, dude. They're fucking crazy.
Yeah, and they get by without you knowing that. Like, you think they're normal people until you start to think like and see what they think actually.
Yeah,
you know, like
social media, and they like you film yourself screaming your fucking head off in your car, and then look at it and then post it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Right?
Why do you think that's acceptable? Like, who? Where's your fucking parents? Like, didn't anybody ever tell you, like, no, you don't get to fucking whine and cry and freak the fuck out about something and put it in public? Like, why? You have no fucking self-respect? It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, bitch and moan all you want. I mean, that's the thing is, like, and did some of these people even vote? Like, I see some of these people bitching and crying and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, did you vote? No, because my vote wasn't going to count anyway. I'm like, wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Exactly. Fucking hilarious.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of have to laugh about it, because if not, it will drive you freaking mad kind of going through all this stuff.
Oh, it drives me crazy every day.
Yeah.
Not literally, though. I'm not on... You never see me on putting posts up going, ah!
Right.
No! Ah! Selena Gomez crying about fucking illegals getting deported, fucking the criminals that are raping and murdering people. She's crying about it. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, the fact that she believe, like, you have to believe that. To in order, you know what I'm saying? Like, she has to really think these things in order to be that upset in arms about it. But it's like, go and like educate and see what's going on. It's like, why would you want people here illegally that we don't know anything about? Wouldn't you want them to be deported coming here the right way and we find out what's going on? Like, I don't understand. I understand you have to have a place in your heart for everybody, but you can't do it for bad people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have it for people that you don't know. Like, It sucks. It for sure does. My heart goes out to everybody, but we can't ruin this country at the detriment of people, of certain people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah. And there's no other country in the fucking world that lets people just stay in their country illegally.
Right. No other country lets you just come across the border, you know, without showing a passport. Like, you need to. Yeah. I mean, this is. And it's crazy, the greatest country in the world.
Yeah, and then they want to label them undocumented. Well, what do you mean? That's just some, they always make up these pretty terms that sound good. It's like a marketing term. They're undocumented. They're illegal.
Right.
That's why they don't have documents, because they're illegal.
Yes.
Like, if I left my house without my license, I would be undocumented because I don't have my license with me, but I'm not an illegal citizen.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not an illegal immigrant, whatever the fuck you want to call them.
That's their word salad.
That's all. They always have a word salad. And I hate that they conflate legal and illegal immigration. They always do it. Always.
Right. Always. Well, because it's easy to slip that by. And if you're not kind of paying attention, you're like, oh, yeah. But, you know, it's, yeah. You just got to realize, like, what they're doing and not let it allow it to happen anymore. It's like we realize what happens when you sit vacant behind the president of the United States. Like, it, nothing happens for the good.
Yeah, the president of the United States that did nothing for 4 years, signed things he didn't know he signed. Fucking, my God, it's crazy. Yeah, you see that story Mike Johnson told, right?
Yes.
It took him a year to get a meeting with fucking Biden, and then he got a meeting with him, and he talks about this LNG ban that Biden signed as executive order. He's like, I didn't sign that. What do you mean?
Swear.
He didn't know what it was. He didn't know what it was. So he was signed. How many things did he sign that he didn't know what he signed?
Right. And then
is that legal?
Yeah, right. No. And then when he did figure out, like, oh, he did sign, he's like, no, that's not what I signed. I didn't sign the ban of it. I signed to have them go and do, like, slow down and check into it. Like, so he had no clue. And who's the person putting this in front of him, allowing him to sign? Like, that's where it gets squirrely. We knew that he was behind that desk doing things like not all there. And there was people pushing an agenda, you know, through him. And, like, to hear it firsthand from the speaker is kind of crazy.
It's kind of crazy. And, of course, the left calls it propaganda, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, but then on all those pardons, who the fuck chose all these people? And did he know who they were? Did he have any idea what he was signing to sign all those people's pardons? I mean, I know, he knew about his family. He definitely knew about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That the last minute before he leaves office, 19 minutes before he leaves office, he signs his pardons his family preemptively for crimes they may have committed.
Yeah, what is that preemptive pardon? I didn't even know that that was a thing. Like, I thought you could I thought the idea of a pardon was after the fact, after you've been
right. That's what I thought too. I don't know.
And so to preemptively, you know, pardon Fauci, who fucking killed millions
back
of people,
to 2014, just like his son.
Well, hopefully. And what is that, a statute of limitation then? Like, in other words, so anything before 2014, like, you can't even go after because it's past that, you know, like.
Well, there's statute of limitations on everything. Like, you know, I mean, he fucking killed thousands of gay people with AZT and all the fucking bullshit that happened with AIDS. That was him. That was Fauci, dude. Fauci. Yep. That was him. That evil motherfucker.
And
that same shit to all these AIDS patients. And now the left denigrates him, like, oh, he's great. He killed a bunch of fucking gay people just to fucking do experiments on them. It's insane.
How was that guy the head of our fucking, you know, whatever he was?
Democrats fail upwards always.
Yeah, apparently.
And they just keep voting for him. Like, I mean, oh, and now you got Mayor Bass and fucking in L.A. here. She's like, President Trump sat down with her at that little forum they had when he flew out to California to see what's going on with the fires. He sat there. He talked to people, homeowners. The homeowners said, we can't go on our land to clear out debris because the mayor won't let us. So he sits there with her right beside him and says, let them on their land. She says, oh, I will. No problem. They'll be on their land in a week. Well, guess what they did? They hired some big fucking contractor that basically did contracting in like Iran or Iraq, excuse me, to come in and clear all of the debris. The homeowners are not allowed to go there.
Jesus.
I mean, completely commie fucking bullshit. Promised the president she would. Promised all the homeowners she would. And she's not letting them. And a lot of these dumbasses are still going to vote for her. They'll still vote blue.
What the fuck?
Like, they don't learn.
No. Do they realize the people that are doing it to them? Do they think it's just like a process? Like, I just don't get it.
I mean, when you have the mayor sitting there saying, oh, yeah, the people can go back on their land in a week, and then turns around and fucking completely reverses that and says, nope, we're hiring this company to come in and clear all the debris. You can't do it yourself. I mean, I don't know. Would you learn from that? Because I certainly would.
Yeah, of course. Well, Chad, and then they're saying that these fires possibly started and were arson. Like, what the fuck, man, in L.A.? Like, if that's the case, bro, like.
Yeah. The Altadena one was power lines, apparently. But the Pacific Palisades, they have not determined and a source yet that I've heard anyway.
Can you imagine, like, what the fuck goes through your mind, like, to do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, to just leave shit and just want to destroy everything like that. Like, that is...
Well, they called a Mexican illegal with a blowtorch in one of the neighborhoods. The fucking people surrounded him, called the cops. And apparently he was let right out.
Said he was lighting a cigarette or some shit with it.
Yeah, but he was let right out after. Like, possible arsonist, and you just let him go.
Eh. And so this is... Okay. And he was illegal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy, man. Like, why are you asking for trouble? Like, why would, you know, suspected arsonist with no here illegally, and you just let him back into society? Like, this guy could have
no consequences.
I don't get
consequences for these people. The left has made, as I said before, the left has made the good guys the bad guys and the bad guys the good guys. That's how they fucking work. That's what
they do. They not live on this planet with us, Chad? Do they not live, you know, in America?
Seemingly not.
Us?
They live in their fucking minds, whereas utopia is great and all their leaders are just doing everything for them, but nothing's getting done for them. Obviously, The ineptitude is fucking crazy. What happened with these LA fires? From the fire department on down, the mayor cutting all their funding, the DEI hires at the top of the fire department. Like, give me a break, man.
If the population dwindles to, you know, what it will be with all their policies and stuff like that, who are they going to have to, like, work for them and, you know, go and fucking grow their food and fucking make their, you know, supplies and stuff like that? They're going to go back to fucking slavery and, you know, like, put into...
Well, the left is the party of slavery, so, you know, yeah. Why wouldn't they go back to it?
Isn't that crazy that that's... forgotten about, you know, that they were once the party.
Well, they don't like that part of history taught, so, you know, they don't really teach you that. Everyone, right. Everyone on the left thinks Abraham Lincoln was a Democrat. Like, no.
And it's fine if you learn from your mistakes and all that jazz. Like, yeah, I mean, again, slavery was never right ever. But, you know, if you realize, like, okay, we fucked up there and fucking apologize for it and stuff like that. But when you're kind of just sitting idly by, not taking ownership of it and kind of making those same people that were slaves, putting them in poor socioeconomic areas and stuff like that, you're kind of still fucking feeding that beast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The party has not changed its stripes. It's the same party. And what's crazy is, like, it used to be like consequences for being a fucked up politician. Like, you do stupid shit and get caught and you get voted out. Doesn't happen anymore in the Democrat Party. Like, you have Adam Schiff literally as a senator now. He's a fucking senator from California. And that guy was lying his fucking ass off about Russian collusion the whole time.
Yeah.
The whole time. And then he was on the J6 committee, and now he's a senator. It's like, talk about fail upwards.
Is it it's like short-term memory or something here? Like,
I guess it's blue no matter who and short-term memory. I don't know. I don't know. It's just fucking wild.
Rogan talks about how they used to have Biden night at the comedy club, where, like, they would go up and do other comedians' acts because they were lying and stealing comedians' acts, and they called it Biden night.
Yeah. Well, and he ran for president, what, three times total? The first two he had to bow out because of plagiarism and completely fucking lying. They just caught him in lie after lie after lie.
Right.
And he did that to his whole fucking presidency. Lied and lied and lied. And Karine Jean-Pierre just lied and lied and lied.
Yeah. And vice
like,
president.
Oh, no, Trump's bad. He's bad. He's the worst. Oh, no. But meanwhile, you have the most corrupt president ever in history has just pardoned his whole family and his son. Didn't pardon himself, though, which is interesting.
Yeah. Well, because he's probably thinking he's under the protection of the Oval Office. But does he realize that Trump wasn't under the protection of the Oval Office while he was using the Justice Department to, you know, go after him?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It is. It's insane. It's
wild. Just wild, wild, wild.
Well, hopefully, you know, this is the turning point. We got people in office now that have our backs, you know, in mind, and you know, trying to make the America great again. And that's
exactly. And, you know,
the world follows.
The world follows. It's just the Doge thing is just amazing to me. I love it. I love it. I can't. I think, like I said earlier, I think we're at the tip of the iceberg of just what all the fucking crazy, dumb, ridiculous things we've been spending money on.
Right. And it's government our money. Efficiency. You know, the Department of Government Efficiency. So like trying to make it more efficient, not slow it down, not all that jazz, like make it run more efficiently.
Efficiently. And
why would you be against that? You know, like unless.
Because it's Trump. We have to resist no matter what he does. I've said it before.
Some of that, but it's also some of they don't want their playground messed with, and they know like
Oh, they like the status quo. They're all making money from it. They're getting to spend money on whatever the fuck they want to spend on. Like I said, Treasury has not denied a payment for 22 fucking years to anyone for anything.
Right.
Like they like the status quo. Absolutely. And this is Republicans and Democrats.
And yeah. And that's right. We're putting across the board. We're not, you know, we talk a lot about the shitty shit that happens on the left, but it's across the board. That's why we say it's not, there happens to be, you have to vote per person, not just for your party. Of course, some parties' ideas are better than others, but you also have to go on that person. Is he following what that party's ideals are? Like there's a lot of people on the old left, on the old side of the right that are not the new side. Like JD Vance is the new side of the right. You got Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, who's a fucking rhino, basically. Yep. I was going to say, I just remember something about USAID. So he put the he stopped all federal spending, except for the services mentioned earlier. But USAID was continuing to, they just defied his order and was sending another $6 million out the door, defying his order. That's why they went in and shut it down. They fired everybody because they're like, wait, you think you're just above the fucking law now?
Right.
Like, the president has shut this down 90 days to assess where all the money's going, and you just continue to send out money? You're out of here.
Done. Who the fuck do they think they are, man? Yeah. Well, that was like when the supposed Chinese spy balloons were going over the U.S. under Trump's term. They didn't even let him know because they were scared of what he would do to them.
Right.
Like, what?
Shoot him down.
Right. He's the president. It should be his, you know, his decision, right? Shouldn't he be the one knowing?
That is dereliction of duty. It's fucking treasonous.
We voted him in. Who were the people that decided that it wasn't for his knowledge? Did we vote them in? Yeah.
Exactly. Bureaucrats, a deep state, the treasonous Mark Milley, that fucking guy. That guy's, oh my God. Mark Milley's committed treason full on. Because there was one instance where he's called his Chinese counterpart and assured him that we would not do a preemptive nuclear strike on them.
He did.
And then he was the one that said he wants to leave all the equipment in fucking Afghanistan, too. He made that decision. Billions of dollars of shit was left there. And Trump was like, why won't we take it out? Oh, it's cheaper to leave it there. There's a video of Trump talking about it.
Let's just say that financially, right? Because that's what he's talking about. It was cheaper financially to leave it there.
Well, that's what he said, but yeah.
Well, let's just say it is. But but the devastation that it leaves when you leave that equipment in the hands of terrorists is insane. That is beyond a monetary value. That is way above and absurd to think that money is more important than that aspect, that they could use these vehicles and equipment we left there against us and against people as tools of war.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Weapons, ammo.
That's the cost.
All kinds of shit. Right.
The money's not the cost. That's the cost.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the fact that he draws a number and says, oh, it just makes sense financially to leave it there. It's better for us that way. No, it's not better for us that way. Finances aren't what's best for us ultimately.
And then during the Biden administration, to boot, we're sending $47 to $88 million a week to the Taliban. And that's probably coming from USAID too. Go figure.
And for
$47 to $88 million a week to the Taliban, most of that money went directly right to the head of the Taliban, right to his house. Literally delivered in cash pouch to his house.
Oh, but they're not using it for terrorist operations.
Nah. Why would they be doing that? Defies common sense.
Why would you give any terrorist organization a fucking dime? And I, because they're like the leader of some shitty country or have control of a country. Like, okay, we'll get them the fuck out.
Exactly.
and put in a, you know, have the people put in a better government that wants to take care of them and play ball. And
Trump's plan, if Trump's plan to leave Afghanistan was, we're going to keep Bagram Air Force Base. We're going to keep that. That'll be permanently manned by U.S. troops. Right. And that was going to be the last thing that was going to, Bagram would be occupied continuously, but that's how they would have evacuated. Biden shut down Bagram first, the main U.S. military base, fully secure. They shut that down first and then evacuated everybody out of the public airport.
That just saying,
and that's where those 13 Marines died. Yeah, it makes no fucking sense when you say it to yourself.
Right.
But this is the stuff that people defend for this guy. It's like, that is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. A fucking child can figure that out.
Yeah. I guess, you know, playing flip side, he's wondering how you're going to then close down the base afterwards. Figure that out. Don't rush the job just to say, oh, we got out of Afghanistan under my watch. Like, you know,
that's all he wanted to do. Yeah.
That's all he wanted to do. He just wanted
disaster.
Yeah. And then didn't realize, okay, not only you were looking for good optics and good sound bites, but then your optics sucked too, because we lost people and we saw the people trying to get on that plane. Like,
yeah. And 13 U.S. Marines died. I think one was a corpsman. And then he's standing at Dover Air Force Base when they're bringing their bodies back, checking his fucking watch. Like, it was an inconvenience for him to stand there. Never reached out to one of the families ever. Nobody from the administration reached out to any of those families, according to the families.
Right. Okay. Right.
Fuck him.
And who was at that funeral and then was being bitched at for being at the funeral? President Trump. Yeah. Well,
visit them in Arlington. Yeah.
Arlington.
And and then of course the MSM picked it up and made it sound like he barged his way in there and he wasn't welcome. No, that's completely false. The families wanted him there. They did not want Biden or Kamala there.
And go figure why.
Reversey.
Yeah.
Bad guys, good guys, good guys, bad guys. Just look it up. It's fucking just every time.
Insane, man. And you know, I just don't get it. I do not get it. I had more faith in our leaders, you know, along the way. I really did. I really thought, like, you know, we were the good guys. And of course, America is the good guys, but there's some bad people in our, you know, in here that are, you know, for their own interests and not for the betterment of America and the world. They're for their own interests.
Well, that's the other thing about USAID. I keep coming back to this. That they're deeply in bed with the CIA. And they funded coups and all kinds of shit across the world.
Yeah.
Right. That's where the money comes from.
Right.
For these coups and all the crazy shit that all the election interferences we do on behalf of democracy, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Like, so the left is really against imperialism and all this bullshit. Meanwhile, USAID literally funds American imperialism. And our money goes to all this fucking horse shit to try to sway elections and do all this crazy shit, but the left's against imperialism. So now they're pissed about USAID being shut down. So the logic loop doesn't make sense, as always.
Right. It's just amazing. You could say one thing and do another, and then people still take you on that. It's like, we always said actions are louder than words and all that stuff. And they are, but people aren't kind of taking that. They're just kind of taking their word as gospel as they're seeing it in front of their face of what's going on. It's really absurd.
Well, that's one of the other things that the left cries about, deportations. Oh, they're going to separate families. Oh, what about the 350,000 children that were lost at the border by Biden that were sold into sex slavery and whatever the fuck else? Where are they? Do you care about those kids? Or do you only care about the kids that are possibly separated from their families?
Yeah.
I mean, give me a break.
Right.
Give me a break, dude.
Right.
The part of that's all for women. They can't tell you what a woman is, but they don't care if fucking men come in their fucking locker rooms and compete against them in their sports.
So asinine, man.
That's the hypocrisy of the left.
You can't be long for women and their safety, and then when they're letting you know, like, it's not okay for a male to come into our bathroom just because he's saying he's a male. We don't feel safe that way, but you're just supposed to be like,
to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's your fault. That's your fault. You don't want to see a dick in your woman's locker room. That's your fault. It's like, what?
Yeah. What? When did that become?
Why do we have women's spaces then?
Yeah.
They should all be co-ed.
Yeah.
Like, why? It literally makes no sense.
It really doesn't.
And they call us conspiracy theorists and the cultists. Okay, got it. Yeah, got it.
Well, because it's an easy way to say, oh, you're not being compassionate about some people. No, we're being compassionate about majority of the people, not the crazy 1% that is fucking maybe a little not there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we have compassion for them, but not to the detriment of other people. We're not going to have compassion for them to where we're going to put other people in harm ways so they can feel comfortable and be able to be perverted.
Yeah, they talk about trans rights, but they want I'm for trans people. Do your thing. Great. Sure. But they want trans right. But it's not, it's trans special privileges. Like going into women's locker rooms. Like that's not cool. Like you're literally imposing your fucking bullshit onto people that are just innocent and just want to get dressed in their fucking locker room. Yep. They don't want to see you walking around with your dick out. Exactly. Sorry.
Exactly.
Get your own dressing rooms, get your own sports leagues, like organize and do your thing, man. Have fun.
Yeah.
The other reason, the other way they fucked up is they went after the kids too. That's what really fucking
meaning
they want to transition kids and they want to do all this stuff with kids.
Right.
Drag queen story hour, all this bullshit, sexualizing children. This is where they really fucked up.
Right.
I mean, you're
robbing them of their innocence and making them think about things that
they should not be thinking about.
Correct. Correct.
And then you have these, when they're like, okay, if your kid says they're trans and they want to be called Molly and they want to dress in women, girls' clothes, great. Let them do that. But do not permanently alter their bodies.
Right.
So that when they become adults, they can't have sex, they can't fucking ejaculate, they can't ever have kids.
Right.
Don't do that to them. That's fucking wrong.
Correct.
Because they're going to grow up and go, why didn't my parents protect me or the doctors protect me from this? I can't fucking have kids. I can't even ejaculate. I can't fucking feel any kind of sexual gratification because these adults gave me drugs and fucking cut off my dick and my boobs. It's like, it's so crazy, man.
When I wasn't at, my age to make those decisions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My brain wasn't fully formed yet. And adults are allowing me to say, I want this done. Fucking let me make a permanent choice.
Right. And what's crazy is they do man on the street interviews with these people, like the leftists, and they'll be like, should kid have tattoos? No, no, no. Should kids be smoking? No. Should they have alcohol? No. Should they be able to transition? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Right.
What?
Right.
What kind of mental gymnastics do you have to jump through to justify that? It's insane.
It's absolutely insane. And do you think like they're in their brain, like they're doing something good? Like, do they not realize how fucked up?
Oh no,
they
think it's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
These kids are trapped in the wrong bodies and it's just their decision to make completely. Yeah. It's like, no, they're not able to.
Right.
They're not able to.
Right.
What about the kid that says he's a dinosaur? You're going to transition him into a dinosaur? You're going to cut off a kid's leg? He thinks he's a pirate, and so he wants to have a peg leg? No, you're not.
Right.
Kids have great imaginations, and a lot of this shit comes from the adults that are around them.
Absolutely. What they're influenced by, stuff they see on the TV, stuff they read. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. And it's our duty to protect them. Kids could feel however they want. And like you said, Chad, that was perfect the way you said it. If they want to dress up in the opposite sex things, of course, allow them to do that.
Right.
But to go and make that transition is when, this is not the time. Like, let's, let you
when they turn
18,
19, they can go and make those decisions. They can cut off their junk or their boobs or permanently alter themselves, take the hormones. Great. You go do that. You're an adult. Perfect. That's your choice.
Yep.
When you're a child, that's not your choice because you're not cognizant enough to fucking make those choices.
Yeah. You're still developing. Well, that was a lot said right there, and I think it was said good. No, I'm serious. I think the way we just spoke about these issues were it was from the heart. It was said in a way that I think a lot of people don't, say sometimes. Like they're sitting there and putting out their point of view, but they're not saying like the real feelings behind it. And I think the way you just said that right there was beautiful, and eloquent.
Well, thank you. It's just a lot of it defies logic and reason. It's just wild to watch.
Yeah, it really is.
How do you come to these decisions? And a lot of it, like as I always say, it's propaganda.
Yep. And that's so crazy, man. Like we kind of knew like we were being duped here and there. I just didn't realize how deep our government's propaganda went in our, you know, in our media and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
And how entangled, you know.
And now, I mean, did the JFK files come out?
No. So it's going to, it's going to take like, I think so, he said like they have to have them out in 90 days or something like that, or the first form of them. In that time, and then the
I wouldn't be surprised if someone within the interior of the government's resisting that as well. There's been a lot of resistance by these government agencies to his, to a lot of his orders.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I don't think even when they are released, do you think that like they're, it's going to say, "Oh, the CIA was part of it"? Like, I feel like it's going to be redacted in a way that like. It would be like it was this one person part of the CIA, but the CIA wasn't in, you know, in on it. It'll still kind of like make it to where they'll pinpoint it on people that were part of an agency, but not the agency itself, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I think Lyndon Johnson was involved too.
Really?
Well, there's the famous picture where, Jacqueline Kennedy's standing there with the casket on Air Force One. They're flying back to D.C. And Lyndon Johnson has just been sworn in beside her.
Right.
And he's looking like there's a picture from them. The Jacqueline Kennedy's here. Lyndon Johnson's here. And Lyndon Johnson's best friend is over in the corner. And Lyndon Johnson's looking at him, and that guy's smirking at him. And the photographer said that they exchanged words like something like, oh, yeah, this something like very – malicious, like we got it done or something.
Wow.
Like that.
Yeah.
And that guy's like this is like a serious time. And this guy's over here smirking like, yeah, we got it. Yeah. We're in power now. Like, fuck, dude.
Holy.
Just think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even know how that worked. Like, how did Kennedy go and pick Johnson as his VP? Like, you would think like that would be, but I guess the same way Trump picked Vance. I mean, pick Pence, like he kind of didn't know him
right
100%. And I don't know.
LBJ is the one who, you know, basically signed the Welfare Act, which basically put, you know, incentivized black men not and black women not to have black fathers in the home.
Yeah,
they get paid more money for not to have a father in the home from U.S. federal assistance. And that was well known. I mean, that's, and he was a devout racist. He would call him the N-word and like. LBJ was a devout fucking Democrat racist.
Well, that's what we were talking about. Like keeping the people in that socioeconomic class, mm-hmm. you know, is another form of slavery or whatever. Not slavery, because that's the wrong word, but another form of degrading people and keeping them below them and less than and not being able to conform into society the right way.
Yeah.
And that the way they get away with it is that there's other races and stuff mixed in those areas. But how did those areas start? And how did like all those,
all the worst areas are always in Democrat cities.
Yeah.
All the worst ghettos.
Let's bring in Bobby. What up, Bobby?
I have a video of the JFK assassination. It looks like. You could see the driver.
Oh, the driver
turning around.
Used like an electronic gun to shoot him. Yeah,
it was an air gun. An air gun was a poison pellet. And so look. I'm going to show the video right now.
Yeah,
that's
ahead.
That's why they swapped out his brain because it had fucking poison.
Yep, exactly. Hold on, let me share.
Holy shit!
Watch this. Watch this video. Watch it closely.
Wild, dude.
Watch it closely. This is Bill Cooper that released this. He released the book Behold the Pale Horse.
Now watch the driver.
Can you make it big, Bobby?
Hold on.
All right, no, I think we could see.
Watch.
Oh, you can't see the. It's hard to see the driver.
Look, did you see the puff though? Look. Let me go back.
Yeah, and go back and make it small like you had it, because I think we had better resolution when it was smaller.
You're right. Watch your driver, bro. Watch your driver closely and watch the puff.
Look,
you see him?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of see him. You can see him fucking turning.
Yeah, he turns around with his left hand and shoots.
Well, here's my thing. So wouldn't Jackie O have, like, why wouldn't she say anything about this? Or, like, was she so distraught at that time?
She could have been part of it, too. She could have been part of it, too. Her family.
Well, I don't know about she. I think she was distraught, but those guns, those air guns, are supposedly designed by the CIA not to make any noise. So
yeah.
She didn't know.
That's true, too. Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's kind of looking at him as it's going on, so she can't see.
Yeah,
that
she was
is
looking
fucking
at his
insane.
Throat. Because he got right hit there. Once. And then,
now, Bobby, what? This doesn't look like the footage from the grassy knoll. Like, this looks like
this is new footage that came out not too long ago.
I was gonna say this is not Zapruder. Where did this come from?
This is different. I don't know where this came from exactly, but this isn't.
Wow.
But you can see. Look at the driver. Just look at him. He's turning around. Oh, I mean,
yeah. Well, because you see in the original Zapruder film where he turns around and stuff like that, but you kind of think he's like going after Kenny. Like, this is a clear ass view. Like, when did this video come out, man?
Look, boom.
It looks it's fucking wild, man.
That shit is crazy.
Absurd. So wait, did you guys know that there was another video besides the Zapruder film available?
I've seen this video. I think Rogan had this video on too. He was talking about that.
Wow. That's fucking
I saw like
nuts,
2 weeks
man.
Ago. Same thing, yeah.
They wanted to make sure they got it done.
And
they
that would make sense why they confiscated all the other footage, and then like the Zapruder film is kind of grainy enough to where you can't see it that well. So
and they took out some frames too.
Just remember, the term conspiracy theory came from the JFK assassination.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's where it came from.
And JFK was all about trying to stop the secret societies. He said it right before this, two weeks before the shooting.
Yeah.
He said that there's a ruling.
He's doing the same thing that Trump's doing. So he was trying to do the same thing that Trump's doing. So I hope he has really good security around him.
Well, and they already tried to do what was done to Kennedy twice to Trump.
Right. Well, that was while he's still on the outside. I think he hired a new director of Secret Service. And hopefully they have trustworthy people in there.
Yeah, and hopefully it was somebody that he knows from, like, his private security detail very well. Like,
Yeah, Brenda Kennedy said LBJ was a traitor. I agree 100%.
Oh,
LBJ,
God, yeah.
LBJ was a definite traitor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you hear it here. Bobby said it.
Well, I'm just saying, that's my opinion. Like,
that is our opinion, yeah. But it's like, these are the things that need to be talked about and stuff. And I cannot believe that video exists in that clarity. And that's the first time I'm seeing it. That's fucking scary. Because you see in the Zapruder film, like, the guy turn around and stuff. You thought, like, he was maybe going to reach, like for the president or something. Right. Yeah. But that's that puff of smoke right there. That wouldn't be from a bullet shot from further away that came through. That's from right there. The muzzle flash, you know, is there.
That's crazy.
Air gun.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And wow, dude. To think that we had shit like that back then is absurd. Like you said, a silent gun, maybe poison.
Technology is probably 50 to 100 years more advanced.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Well, that whole thing, man, the fact that the magic bullet theory and then the bullet that was part of it was found in such pristine condition, like impossible for it to, you know, frag and hit that many people
and take twists and turns and 90 degree angles. It's like, get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So while that's physically impossible to happen in the air, it's also physically impossible for the bullet to look like that after it does all that damage.
Exactly.
Crazy.
Wild, man.
Well, it's coming out now. I mean, I wonder if these files will really get to the bottom of it, or if it again like pinpoints it on certain individuals and not
we'll see
agencies.
It's gonna be JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Yeah. He said that the MLK ones and RFK ones will be a little bit later, but you know, they're coming out too. The sad part is, Chad, is like we kind of know the story of what happened to all these things. You know, it's just like this is going to be the, you know, proof in your face type of deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's like how much more evidence do you need to see to know that your government doesn't have your best interest and does fucked up shit to people.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
And lies to you, obfuscates the truth, fucking does, I mean, funds the you know, gain of function research that then kills your fucking grandma. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, people are just dying like crazy because it's crazy.
Apparently, I just watched this guy. He's famous in the European Union. I forget. I don't know what his name is, but he was saying that the Pfizer vaccine was patented in 1990 for the COVID.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
So they already had this thing. Project Warp Speed for that was what, to refine where it was? Like,
no, make it look like they're making it now.
Exactly. Wow. That's why it came out so quick.
Yeah, so they could make it look like they're making it now. We're getting it out. We got to save the public. Oh, yeah.
So they
if you get it, if you get it, you can't get COVID and you can't transmit COVID. Remember that? Now they fucking say they didn't say that.
They had a vaccine for something that wasn't invented yet.
Oh, so great.
And they're the sickest ones. They're the sickest ones out there. The ones that got the shot.
Mm-hmm. They still deny that too. It's hilarious.
Well, can you believe people are still getting boosters, man?
Yeah.
I've heard about people on their eighth booster. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, maybe those people are okay, because you would think eight of them, maybe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, maybe they built up some kind of fucking...
Yeah, it's not going to adversely affect everyone.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But a lot of people it is.
Yeah. When it does a lot of people, like, that's the thing is, like, so, like you said, some vaccines have adverse reactions to a small population of the people.
Right.
That's why they were getting their, you know, way to not be sued and all that stuff to be, have vaccines out. But when it's doing damage to like majority of the people who are taking, or let's just say 40% of the people who are taking it, that's right. Too high of odds.
10%.
Yeah, 10%, right. I'm just using numbers.
Yeah,
that
I know.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the lady? She sued her employer for $12 million and got it because he was he forced her
about to that.
Get
yeah.
the vaccine.
Fired her. Yeah.
Well, the states of Kansas, Missouri, Texas, and there's two others are suing Pfizer for the COVID vaccine.
Really?
Yeah, I saw a press conference where the Attorney General of Kansas announced it, but I haven't heard much since. I mean, you know, you're not going to hear about it on the mainstream media. They're not going to cover it. So,
right. Well, since they're
dig through some shit and try to find what's going on with that, because that's going to be interesting for Pfizer.
Well, I was going to say, since they're kind of immune from it, like, is it just going to get in front of?
No, they're
court?
Not immune. They're not immune for the COVID backs.
Really?
No.
Oh, how did that come about?
Because the COVID vax has never been added officially to the childhood schedule, which
yo,
yeah,
wow,
good. Hopefully, we can take Pfizer down because they've been.
So they're all criminal cartels. Every one of these fucking drug companies,
exactly.
They make products. They make products that they know are going to kill people, and they run those odds. They say how many people is going to kill, how many lawsuits are going to settle. We'll
right.
make this amount of money, and we'll have to pay out this amount of money. Fuck it. Put it out.
Exactly.
Holy shit. So now, was this a flub up on their part? Like, did they think that they were going to be immune because it was a vaccine, but the fact that it wasn't on the, you know, the children's list of authorized vaccines?
They were trying forever to get it on there. That's why they kept trying to push it to kids.
Right.
So I don't know. I guess maybe it is a strategic error on their part. I'm not sure.
But. Wow. What a beautiful fucking error on their part, dude. Like, that is.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, this is why Fauci was preemptively pardoned, because of all this.
Absolutely.
All this shit.
They know it's eventually going to come out. They know, like, we're going to get to the bottom of it, you know, whether it takes 60 years like the fucking JFK thing does, or, you know, whatever.
I still think they should extradite Fauci to Russia. Because
yeah.
Putin, yeah, wants
absolutely. Putin wants him extradited. I wish we would, dude. That'd be fucking amazing.
Could you imagine what that trial would look like? First of all, it'd be quick as fuck. He'd mm-hmm. be in jail the entire time. He'd probably yep. be live streamed in from a jail.
Yeah.
And then they would be like, do you have anything to say? Yeah, I do. No, you don't. Goodbye.
Yeah. Because you just know? Lie anyway. Like, you lied to Congress.
So many lies of his were caught too. And like him, yeah. you know, about the masks, about 6 feet, all this jazz, like
it's all made up.
And then he tells us he lies, like when he was first telling us not to wear masks because he was trying to save the PPE for the hospital workers and stuff like that. And then yeah. a week later says, no, you do need masks. Like,
and then you need a double mask.
You're right.
It's crazy.
People fell for it and wore double masks. People
still
are still wearing masks.
Wearing them, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, what are you doing? They don't work. Why are you wearing it? So you
they're dumbing themselves yeah. down more.
I'm cool. Look, I'm saving people with my mask. No, you're not. You're not saving anybody.
They're breathing in more carbon dioxide, which is dumbing themselves down even more. It's crazy.
I just saw an interview with Henry Rollins. You know, Henry Rollins from Black Flag and fucking, and he did his own solo career. He is of the opinion that everyone that voted for Trump is just dumb. See, the United States education system is dumbed down to the point that we could elect someone like Trump. I'm like, oh.
So he's gone off the rails, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I think at one point Or maybe he could be also saying shit just to say shit, because he also was in that vein of things too for a while, where he would just
But I mean, you wrote a song called "Liar" about liars.
And well, that's.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
It's like that's, okay.
That's the thing. Like, you can't be just fucking saying stupid shit to get clicks and likes and stuff like that, because that's how we got to this place. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how people think some of these things are okay, because, oh, it's popular, so it must be okay to do. No, there's popular things that fucking should not be popular.
Exactly.
You know, sorry to say it, but
like Kamala.
Yeah. Kamala.
Why do we know her name? God damn it.
Well, you think she has another run in fucking 12 years from now? Like, have forgotten?
I don't think so. Never. I think that the Democrat donors, I think I told you this, there's one big Democrat mega donor. It's like, she's done. No one will ever give her money again.
I would like to say that that's the case, but I'm just not sure with, you know.
Yeah, with the way things
go. You never know with these idiots. But I mean, if like I said earlier, if the DNC nominations for their leadership are any fucking clue about what the Democrat Party is going to be in the next 4 years, then I'm a fucking chance in hell, because they haven't learned a goddamn thing.
Thank God.
And exactly, like, thank God, because we cannot afford that leadership anymore. It's like, once you get your shit together, then come back to the table. Like
gone are the days of the party of Bill Clinton, or even, I mean, I hesitate to say it, but even Obama, for God's sakes. Like, I think he started a lot of this agenda, but like, what the Democrat Party has devolved into is just fucking sad at this point, dude.
I think some parts of Obama were good, like his health care and stuff like that. Like, yeah, there was problems with it and stuff like that, but I believe that America should have health care and we should figure that out.
Yeah.
Clinton's
definitely the best Democrat in the last fucking,
few
decades. I remember when he came to this diner that me and John at the town were from, East Rutherford. He came to the diner.
Clinton.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I believe I told you that the one day, Chad, where he was driving by and we got to wave to him, or I got to wave to him when he was going by.
Yeah.
I think I told you about it when I got to see President Trump at the UFC. I think I brought it up then, where I said, like, that was the closest I've been to a president.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, go back and watch videos of Clinton, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Obama talk about illegal aliens.
Oh, it's exactly
what
Trump
said. MAGA. It's full on MAGA.
Exactly.
It's full on MAGA, but you didn't have any of these fucking crying ass dumb shit fucks saying a goddamn thing about it back then.
Right.
But now it's Trump, so it's bad. Oh my God, it's the most evil thing. No one said shit about when Obama deported 5 million people.
And that's when Trump was basically leaning left, because those ideals were on the left party. You know what I'm saying? Which made sense, because you cannot have just people coming in willy nilly and just streaming through. Unfortunately, the world isn't all rainbows and good people, you know?
But then the left goes, wait a minute, we need more voters.
Right.
Let's bring them in.
Yeah, here's an easy way.
Can you imagine that you bringing people in for votes at the detriment of America?
Asylum and humanitarian. Oh, my God, we're helping everybody. Oh, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
The fuck
Such a
out.
Joke.
Well, it seems that the country definitely responded in November in this election huge. Hugely. It was big. It was huge.
Huge.
But, you know, so.
Big, beautiful election.
Yeah. The best ever. So I think, like, you know, that was a big wake up call, but it doesn't seem to be, because they're still trying to play this same shit. It's like, the people spoke. Your shit's not working.
Yeah. They're doubling, tripling down on the same bullshit rhetoric, the same tactics, the same resistance, the same freak out everything he does, and then it fucking turns out to be a good thing. They're doing the same thing. And that's Megyn Kelly was on, I think, Sean Ryan's show, and he was asking her what the death nail in the MSM would be, and she's like, when Trump gets elected again, they're going to do exactly the same thing they did to him in his first term, and that's going to be the end of him because no one buys it. They bought it a little bit back in back then. There's a certain segment of the population that still buys it, but overall, all those companies are bleeding money, bleeding viewership. They have barely anybody watching them anymore, and they're doing the same shit, the same fucking thing.
Yo, like, Matt,
tell the truth. Just tell the truth, and say, hey, maybe he's doing something good. Not everything is fucking bad.
Right. Imagine come January 2028, and whoever gets voted in, Trump's like, nope, now I'm not leaving office. You guys wanted your dictator? Right. You got him.
Like, the last president.
That's what they're expecting. It's not going to happen.
Of course they are, yeah.
It's not even that they're expecting it. They just like to throw out that narrative, even though they know it's not going to happen.
Bill Maher, that's still his thing. He never conceded the election. Was he in office?
Right, that's conceding the election. Exactly.
Yeah, he left. He got out. Just shut up.
And
Bill Maher was funny. There was a video of him the other day. I don't know who the guest was. He was talking to her, and he talked about how the interviewer was asking Trump about, well, are you going to go to the site of the plane crash in the Potomac? He's like, it's in the water. Am I going to swim there?
Yeah.
And Bill Maher was he parroted that, and he was making fun of the reporter. I was like, holy shit, a little levity from Bill Maher. He was like, yeah, it's in the water. What am I supposed to swim there? He's like, that's a stupid question, and she got a stupid answer.
Good for him.
And I was like, wow, maybe Bill's coming around. I think Bill should have Trump on his fucking show.
That would be great to see.
At least on his podcast, and like, just sit down with him. I think you agree about more than you fucking disagree about at this point.
I think he's slowly starting to, like, because he's been coming around about the left's agenda and stuff like that for a long time now, but it's just the Trump thing that he's just had a hard on over. Yeah. And hopefully he's starting to realize, oh shit, I've been duped on that too.
I had heard that Trump sued him back in the day for something.
Oh, really?
So that's probably a personal sticking
point.
But also, yeah. I think he's just, lapped up in the propaganda of the left too.
But doesn't that show you then, Bill Maher, if that's really the case and this is personal between you and Trump, just shut your mouth about him then. If he's actually doing good by the American people, don't comment on him then. Comment on everybody else and everything. Like, if this is personal and that's why you're attacking him the way you are, like, come on, dude. Like, yeah, fucking... 100%.
Yep.
Do what's right for the people, not fucking your personal fucking vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in America and the world should be rooting for our president. Even when Biden was in office, I was rooting for him. Did I think he could do the job? No. But did I want him to be able to do the job? Yeah, yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I want America to be fine. I don't want there to be evil people in the office or trying to get their own agenda across. Like, You want to root for the president to be a good person and have America's back. So, of course, 100%. You should root for the guy in office.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know,
cool.
The only thing is like, some people buy the hype and they think like he was the fucking evil Hitler and all that stuff because that's what the media put forth. So it's like, we know that's not the case, people. Get over it. Fucking
there's still dumbasses out there parroting the fucking the Heil Hitler thing, from
Musk.
It's like, give me a dude, are you fucking that stupid? Really? Really?
Yeah.
You're that dumb. You're gonna fucking parrot that shit and believe it. Like he's Heil Hitler. Oh yeah, give me a break. It's like, come on, man. Picture after picture of Hillary, Kamala, Obama, all of them doing the same gesture. It's not the Heil Hitler. Sorry. God, like, shut up. Like, stop with the Nazi shit. We're done. We don't want to hear it anymore.
I just scratched my nose. Am I picking it and fucking eating it?
Hitler scratched his nose like that, too.
You know what I'm saying? It's like,
oh, look, Hitler's drinking tea. Oh, my God, I must be Hitler.
It is that
retard, dude.
It is. It's trying to draw lines where there's no lines to be drawn, just so you could get your stupid fucking narrative out there.
That's all they do.
And they've been doing it well. I mean, I will say, I mean, we've been fucking duped, but it's like, come on, now's the time to not, peeps.
Mm-hmm.
All righty then. Apologize about our guest this week, folks. Let me go on and just tell the audience the name of her book and everything. I believe I said it already, but
yeah. Well, let's rebook her and get her back on.
100%.
Love to talk to her.
Martha Burick is her name. She's the author of Yes, You Can Raise Happy, Responsible Children. It is available at Amazon. We will figure out what the issues were and get her rescheduled for later in the year. Because we're booked now, like, for, I think, till the end of April, somewhere around there.
Yeah, we got a good guest next week.
And we have a bonus show next Monday. We have Bruce coming on. Bruce Valanche, I believe is his name.
Bruce Valanche.
Valanche. Thank you, sir.
He's a well-known, comedian, actor and...
Everything. Yeah. Writer. He was just on Mark Maron's show.
Do you have a picture of him? Do you have a picture, Bobby? Pull up a picture of Bruce Valanche so people see. Because they probably don't know the name, but they probably will know the face.
100%. And that'll be 4 p.m. Eastern on Monday. And then, of course, we'll be back for our 1 p.m. Eastern show on Tuesday. And that we have another cool guest on, Teddy Gibbons.
He's a little heavy, right?
Yes.
He's a little heavy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. So Bobby's going to bring up a picture of next week's guest so you guys could see and check him out. You guys will definitely recognize him. Look at those red glasses.
That's right. That's the famous red glasses.
And then, scroll down there, Bobby, so I can read this little quick intro on that Wikipedia. It says, God, you want to read that for me? All right. Just a quick little intro right there, Bob. I got it.
Songwriter, too. Cool.
Is an American comedy writer, songwriter, and actor. He is also a 2-time Emmy Award winner. Valanche is best known to the public for his 4-year stint on Hollywood Squares as celebrity participant. Behind the scenes, he was head writer for the show. In 2000, he performed off-Broadway in his self-penned one-man show, Bruce Valanche, Almost Famous. This guy's been around forever. We're going to dive, of course, a lot more into his history next week, but he's full of piss and vinegar, as they say. He's a fun person to chat with. So this should be a fun show.
Cool.
And it's Monday. A bonus. Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern.
That's right.
Bonus show. So be prepared for that.
Shake up in our schedule, but hey, fuck it.
Yeah, baby.
Be there.
Exactly. Keeping us on our toes, audience on our toes, and then we'll be back on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled programming. We want to thank you folks out there for coming on this journey with us. The Gracious 2 audience, you guys are awesome. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. It's only going to keep getting better, folks. So stay on this ride with us and keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle.
Don't break shape.
Have a good day, people.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.